Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Just Queenie podcast. These episodes are a little different, but I'm sure you'll love them. We will be discussing everything under the sun from a woman's perspective, and sometimes even the men will stop by to let us know some things. So sit back and enjoy some girl talk, baby. So I know everybody probably has heard the little saying that's going around about standing on business. I mean, a lot of people have been using it for different things, you know, such as their businesses, relationships, friendships, stuff in their life. But the thing is, can you really stand on business? Because I know for me personally, I haven't been standing on business with a lot of shit in my life lately, like at all. I don't know. It's just like it's becoming a little easier for me. But to be honest, like overall, I have not been able to stand on business all the way, like at all. You know, starting off with like my job, I've been saying you know, it's going to be way different than my last job. I'm not going to be calling out. I'm not about to be, you know, leaving half a day, all types of shit. And I've been doing it for fucking what? I've really been like, I don't know. I think it's because how shit been going lately in my life. I think I'm just drained a little bit mentally and physically. Like, I'm just drained. So I think that's one of the main reasons. It's not an excuse at all, but that's one of the main reasons. And then, like, even with my businesses and stuff, I'm just like, I've been bullshitting. I just been playing around. Not doing what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Not doing it on time. Not sticking to a schedule. Not doing nothing. Like, at all. I mean, I've been doing something, y'all. Not saying it like that, but I haven't been doing what I'm supposed to do when the fuck I'm supposed to do it. But I would have to say, for me, the main fucking thing where I did not stand on business is going back to my ex. I have not been standing on business when it comes to that, y'all. And I'm so mad at myself. This past month, I have, but throughout the year, ever since me and him reconnected, I have not been standing on business when it comes to him at all. And the crazy thing is, I was just talking to two of my cousins about that shit last night. And one of my cousins was like, "You gonna go back to him? You gonna go back to him?" And I was like, "No, I'm not. Like, why would you even fucking say that shit?" Like, I wasn't mad at her when she said it, but I was just like, why would you say that? Like, why would you think that I'm just that weak for that man? Like, I'm not, you know, like, I'm not gonna leave him alone, you know? And this is why I say my therapy is working for me, because I honestly, and it's gonna be a short girl talk episode today, y'all. It's gonna be short, but it's just like, I'm just starting to realize things about myself and some of the things that I've been accepting and I don't want to deal with anymore. I don't want to accept anymore. I don't want to put myself through anymore. And I got to show him as well as myself that I'm standing on business. Like, I can't keep, every time he texts me or call me or I see him, I'm just automatically falling back into the same shit. Which I've done for years, but I'm just over it. Like, I'm over it. Because I'm just like, nothing is coming out of the situation. We're not getting nowhere. Nothing is changing. It's just, you know, what is the point? You feel me? Like, what are we doing here? But it's just like, I'm not gonna lie, like months ago, it was kind of hard me standing on business with him. Like, it was hard. Like, because I don't know what it was. I was just so, you know, I was just went back to being immersed in that man. Like, I don't know. I do not know. I just went head first back into the shit, which that's something I definitely shouldn't have did because it just opened up another wound for me. But this time I feel like it doesn't hurt as bad. And me standing on business, quote unquote, when it comes to him in the situation now at this point, it's just like I don't feel the same like when I used to tell him a long time ago, you know, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, I'm not dealing with this shit no more. And I would do it to get him to like chase me. But now I don't even want him to chase me. I just want him to move around. Like, I just want us to come to a point where we could just be friends. We could just be around each other, coexist, and that be that, you know, even though I know it wouldn't happen with him because the way he is. But I just want to have a situation where we could just be friends, you know. We started off as friends, let's end it as friends because clearly the relationship part is not, you know, it ain't working. But it was just like so hard for me to just like put my foot down in the situation. It was hard for me to be like, you know, if I'm not dealing with him, I don't want to deal with him. I'm gonna stick to that. But I don't know what it is. I mean, when we first started being back with each other, I don't know what it is. Like, I could not stand on business at all. But one thing I realized is that once you started, I say once you started, what the fuck? Once you start realizing when it comes to relationships, once you start realizing your worth, and once you start to love yourself more than you, than the thought of being with that person or having something with that person and fulfilling your own self, that's when you'll really stand on business when it comes to relationships. Because I told my therapist that at this point, when it comes to him, not saying I don't still love him because I do, not saying I don't still have feelings for him because I do. It's just that I can't put myself through the mental torture with the whole thing. But I also said that I have to love myself more than I love him. And in a sense, dealing with him, I started to love him in the situation and wanted to be more than actually loving myself the way I'm supposed to. And, you know, that was the whole thing. It's just like, you know, that's why I really couldn't stand on business with him because I love that man more than I love myself. And that's just me being transparent. I put a lot of his needs more before mine. I put a lot of his feelings before mine when it came to certain shit. But I'm just not at that point no more. So it's easier for me to stand on business when it comes to him. Like, I still might have a little moment. I'm not gonna lie. I might still have a little, you know, dip back in the dip sack. But my emotions are not as entangled, if that makes sense. Like, I don't really feel certain types of ways about it no more. I just don't. But it's just like, that's just, I mean, for real, it's just with anything. When you start putting the focus back into certain things and the love and the passion into certain things, I feel like that's when you can stand on business with shit. Because if you're not really, okay, say for instance, like it's your job. If you don't really love your job and take your job, you know, take your job as something, you know, that's provided for you. You don't have to take everything personal. If you go to work every day and complain and you got a bad ass attitude, 9 times out of 10, a lot of shit gonna go wrong. And your day not gonna go right. It's gonna be long as hell. You steady looking at the clock, it ain't moving. Shit like that. And then like, you know, if it got something to do with your businesses, if you, and we already discussed this, but it's like if you don't got a passion behind it, you don't have no love for it, then you're going to attract misery. That's the best word I figure I could get on the fly. But And just like in relationships, like you, I don't know. When you once you start loving yourself, I swear to God, that's the cheat code. Once you start loving yourself and knowing your worth, baby, what you don't, I'm not gonna say you don't need a nigga, but you don't have to stay in situations where the fuck you're not happy. And you don't have to stay in situations where you're not getting shit out of it. You could stand on business once you start love yourself. I swear to God, that is the fucking cheat code. So I would say that moving forward into 2024, we standing on business with every fucking thing. Not just when it comes to these niggas, not when it comes to the friendships, not just when it comes to our jobs, our, finances, spending money, whatever it is. We not just doing it in one aspect or one area. We're doing that shit with everything. You can't stand on business in one area and you not standing on business with all the others. You can't. I'm sorry. I ain't telling you what to do, but I'm telling you what the fuck to do. You can't, you we can't do that. We gotta stand on business in all areas. Like it 2024, we on a different mindset. We all are. And me, like shit, me too. I'm not, and I was just saying this to one of my friends. I was like, I'm not doing, and we all say this, we all say this year after year after year, but it's like this time we gotta stand on fucking business. We gotta make sure that we doing what we supposed to do and doing what we said we was gonna do, because if we keep doing the same shit from years for year after year after year, we're gonna be still stuck in the same place, doing the same shit, being around the same people. Not saying you gotta change up everything, but it's just like we trying to expand, we trying to do better, we trying to have a great, loving, successful relationships, trying to have great, thriving, successful businesses. We trying to have a job where we're moving up and being in better positions and loving when we go, when we clock in, even if it's from home. We trying to have good people around us, good friendships, balanced friendships, aligned friendships, all of that. So we got to stand on business in every aspect moving into this new year. And I mean it. So I want to thank you all so much for listening to another episode of Girl Talk. I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Please don't forget to rate and comment why you love my podcast, because it helps my podcast to get out to more people. And if you are new, welcome. I hope that you're sticking around. I love you all so much. And like I said, I hope that you're back for another episode of the Just Queen D podcast. Bye.